Q94, your Mountain of Rock. Coach's shows continue, and we head up to Willow Springs. Talk with head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, Logan Swallum. Hey, man, how we doing?
Hey, Gary, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on week one victory over Mountain View, Arkansas. What were some things you seen you really liked, and what were some things you thought you needed to work on this week?
You know, week one is always, you know, it's always either tough or real easy. You know, it just depends on what situation you're in. You know, everybody's rushing to get everything in that they feel like, you know, you don't get in. But I thought our kids did a really nice job of, when they got in tough situations, they just bared down them and they played hard and stayed physical, you know, and didn't sway one way or the other. You know, I thought the positivity, the optimism, you know, whenever the game was either close or we got down early, they scored first, and, you know, we responded. We did a really nice job, proud of the kids and the way they responded. Obviously, you know, most teams have their biggest jumps between week one and week two. You know, we worked on some things in practice this week to get ready for our next opponent. I think we cleaned some things up, or at least I hope we did, and ready for tonight.
Well, tonight you take on Pleasant Hope. What have you seen out of them on game film?
So they played Clinton last week. They are really big up front. They have all similar skills, if not the same skills from a year ago. They added another school that they co-op with, so they've raised to class three now because they co-op with two other schools. Mm-hmm. But they've got some bigger size kids up front. You know, we'll have a challenge in that department. But I think, you know, our defensive line, our offensive line, they're pretty athletic, and I think we can get the job done. I hope so.
Well, the one thing that has stood out to me about your Willow Bears for 2025 is just the team speed. You've got some wheels out there.
Yeah, you know, there's not a lot of spots that isn't very quick or very fast. But yeah, we do have a couple kids that can flat fly. You know, our overall team speed, you're accurate in that category. You know, I feel like it's pretty good. I'm not saying it's the best, but I feel like it's pretty good, and it's probably the best it has been here overall for quite some time.
Yeah, and it's a great thing to have. You know, it's a great thing. You know, speed is a fantastic thing, but again, it's week two. The Willow Springs Bears will be taking on Pleasant Hope. That game will air over on KUKU 100.3. Now, you know, Bears get hungry. You got some great community support. Who's feeding these Bears before these football games?
You know, our Bear boosters, everybody that contributes in that department, you know, the ladies and the guys that run that, we appreciate everything they're doing for us. You know, especially the away game today, we've got to leave a little early, so we're stopping and grabbing things that they pre-ordered for us. You know, normally, you know, in a home game or a closer away game, you know, we either have churches or individuals here in the community that we really appreciate and that contribute in those departments. So, but yeah, this evening, you know, the Bear boosters, obviously, everybody that's involved in that, we appreciate and you know, can't thank them enough for all the things that they do for us.
Outstanding. Everybody, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, the 1-0 Willow Springs Bears, Logan Swallum. Thanks for joining us, and we'll touch base with you next week.
Thanks, Gary.